Today on the KMMO Ag Report, Dr. Tom Bloomhorst continues his discussion about the importance of FFA.
I feel like I learned how to think based on facts, truth, logic, and common sense, and not think based on wishes. I became independent, I became self-reliant, and I developed a lifelong desire to be relevant for as long as I live, which simply means I want to matter to the world and my family and my fellow man for as long as I'm alive. Could be the most important thing I learned was I learned the value of hard work, patience, and delayed gratification. I learned that hard work, patience, and delayed gratification is the great equalizer in life, that no matter what your deficiencies might be, they can be overcome with hard work, diligence, patience, delayed gratification. So hard work, patience, and delayed gratification became the cornerstone of my life. And just so you know, delayed gratification as a method of rewarding yourself is so superior to immediate gratification, which is nothing but a sugar high that does not last. Delayed gratification is patience on steroids. It's not the patience of a day, a week, a month, or a year. It is the patience of years and years and years and years. So as you can see, my four-year high school experience in FFA was very, very valuable to my life. But I can actually go back to my very first year in high school as a freshman, my year as a green hand in FFA, because I feel like this was the year as a 14-year-old kid in high school, the year that I first started to figure out how to have a good life, how to have a successful life. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about financial success, although that has importance, but I'm really talking about heart, mind, body, and soul issues. If you positively manage your heart, mind, body, and soul issues, money will show up as a byproduct. The adequate amount of money will show up, will be there for your needs. Again, my whole green hand experience was a come out year for me, where I started to leave that bashful place I started high school in and feeling more confident. And I can actually go back to my first month in FFA, my first month in VOAG class. I was given the assignment, like all of my classmates, of memorizing the FFA creed and reciting it for a grade. And that was a daunting experience to me because it's 250 words and five paragraphs, and it was words that I wasn't used to because of the culture that I grew up in, paragraph and sentence structure that wasn't in my routine way of talking or thinking or communicating. And so it was a challenging experience. It felt to me like I was memorizing 250 words of Chinese. But little by little, as I was getting the memorization completed, I started paying attention to the words. And then little by little, I started to realize that these words have value, these words have meaning, and these words have relevance to me.
We will have part three of this interview on next Monday's Ag Report on KMMO. You can also hear this interview in its entirety on the local news page of our website, KMMO.com. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.